Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with your Chicken Soup for the Soul. And today I want to share a couple of stories about how all that love and support and comfort that you got from your loved ones who have passed can continue in your dreams. Our new book, Chicken Soup for the Soul, Listen to Your Dreams, is filled with stories that show how that bond and that connection can persist and continue to empower you as you go on with your life after losing someone. In our first story, Rob Berry tells us about a recurring dream that he has. In this dream, he is sweating and he's breathing fast and he's on his bike, pedaling up a steep hill, but smiling and laughing despite the effort. His father is there with him, two or three bike lengths behind, exhausted but keeping up with his son. Rob always tries to hang on to the dream and the feeling for a few minutes before it fades and he starts another day without his father, who's actually been gone more than 20 years. Rob and his father had cycling. That was their sport. They would ride, talk, spend quality time together. His dad showed him how to persist, how to make it up those big hills, even when they seemed insurmountable. Rob says, those were days when life made sense and things were much simpler. It felt like we had all the time in the world, and he'd always be there to support, challenge, and encourage me. But fate had different plans, and Dad was about to encounter a climb that he wouldn't be able to conquer. I still remember the first time I heard the word leukemia. Dad fought hard, but within a year of his diagnosis, he was gone. After that, cycling was Rob's escape. He began to ride longer and take more difficult rides. He competed in all the events they'd planned to do together. The first time Rob had the dream was a restless night before his first 100-mile ride. He was nervous, and the dream gave him a sense of calm and comfort. He says the ride went well, and he felt like his father was there with him, chasing him up those big hills. After that, the dream would recur every few months, often before challenging cycling events. Rob would also have the dream after difficult days or when he was making big decisions. Rob says, I've spent years trying to understand the dream. Is Dad trying to connect with me to assure me that he's still watching over the family? Is he reminding me to never let up, to never give in, to never give less than my best? Or is it just my subconscious, conjuring up a treasured memory when life hits unexpected bumps or critical forks in the road? I have no idea, but I do know this. There are climbs in everyone's life. Some are literal, some figurative. Some are pleasant and mild, while others are cripplingly steep. For whatever reason, the dream always finds me when I need to see my dad. It never disappoints.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
So that was very cool, how Rob has that dream in which his father encourages him whenever he needs it. And Sherry Bunch tells us that when her mother died unexpectedly, she needed that kind of comfort too and got it. Sherry had bought her first house, and moving into it was a difficult and exhausting experience. and one that caused her to doubt herself. She didn't even have a job, and here she was making this big risky change, buying her own place. After working all day on the move, Sherry collapsed into her recliner to take a break, and she ended up taking a nap. Just as she was dozing off, she thought about her mother's recipe for banana bread, and she wished that she knew where it was. There were hundreds of moving boxes, and she had no idea which one contained that precious piece of paper with the recipe. As Sherry slept, she had a dream in which she was in a strange room with a strange plant, and then glowing in the corner of the room, her mother. She was wearing a white gown, and she had a golden aura around her. She didn't say a word, but she was smiling, and she reached out and took Sherry's hand. Sherry woke up to find her hand outstretched in the exact position it was in her dream. And then she says, "I got up, made my way through the endless stacks of boxes, and found myself in the back bedroom. I walked up to a stack of boxes in the back of the room and removed the top four boxes. Reaching into the fifth box, I lifted up about half of the contents, and there in the middle of the box was Mama's handwritten recipe for banana bread." So how did that happen? Coincidence? Angelic guidance? Did Sherry's subconscious somehow know where that recipe was, even though her waking mind didn't know? Sherry says that however it happened, she's very happy that her mother is still in her life, helping out and pointing her in the right direction when necessary. I'm Amy Newmark. Thanks for listening to these stories. If you'd like to learn more about Chicken Soup for the Soul, Listen to Your Dreams, go to our website, chickensoup.com, and click on the podcast button. You'll see the book there, and you can check out the front cover and the back cover and read more about it. If you want to read free stories from Chicken Soup for the Soul, you can sign up for a daily newsletter and get a free story in your email inbox every day. There will be lots of stories from this book in the coming weeks. Just head to our website, chickensoup.com, and click on the newsletter sign up. You can also follow me on Twitter, where my handle is @AmyNewmark, and you'll see links to our free stories and to this podcast. Come back next time for something a little different. A couple of stories from our new book about cats in an episode called When Cats Are Naughty and Know It.
With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in business into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.